Get Poshet, in the case you have a Get Poshet, that's a regular Get, that's the Edom signed on the bottom. The Edom Mitoichah, the Edom are signing inside on the bottom. The Kusher, in the case where you fold over the Get, the Get a few times, when a Kohen gives a Get, supposed to be the Kusher, Edom Mechurah. If on the back of every fold, you have Edom signed. Poshet, your cost of Edom Mechurah, what's going to be if you have a regular Get, but the Edom signed on the back? Or else the Mekusher, you have a folded Get, Shekos, where Edom Mitoichah, the Edom signed inside. Shnei Absulim, both cases the Get is possible. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel loimer mekusha shekos of edim mitzayichet, the get was folded over and the edim was signed inside his kosher. You know why? She yochel asayse poshet, because she could open it up and make it into a get poshet. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loimer no hakol kiminig haMedina. Everything goes both to the minig. What's the usual case in your medina? How they do it? If they make a get poshet, that's kosher. To make a get mekusha, that's what's kosher. For Avina by this, we ask the question: the Tanakama left the minig haMedina. Does the Tanakama argue on this? Like if the minig hamokim is used to get poshed, so they use something else, of course it's no good. The Yom Rav Asher asks like this: the Yasra the Nehigiv a poshed, in a case where the minig is to write a get poshed, a regular straight get, and the Adam sign on the bottom of it, the Yovid led the Kusher, and the husband now had to get a folded get made up. Inami goes the opposite way: the Yasra the Nehigiv a Kusher, a place where the minig is to use a folded get. The Yovid led poshed, he went now and wrote a straight get. There's a she did not accept this, she did not expect this, she expected to have a get the way it was supposed to be given, and the get is no good. He pleaded with the machlekes, the yasid and the higi, ben the posh and ben the mekushim. And the place that people give both types of gets, the oma lay, and she said, overly posh it, make me a get posh it. The ozan, he went, the overly mekushim, made a folded get. So ma sova kfeda. The Yomla could be known that the husband told the Seifer, make me a get poshet. And the Seifer made him a get mekusha. So the Machloike says, Masav a kfeda, that since the husband said, make me a poshet, and he made him now a mekusha, it's no good. Well, Masav no, Maramokim uloi. That's what the Shimon Allah means to say. It's Maramokim, even though he said, make it this way, and he made him the other way, still it's a kosher get, because he only meant to sell him, this way is also good. We have Lezer, where's Rav Lezer's case? It's not like this. But Isha Shomron, Isha that says, his kabul the gitam and makamplani. I want you. She made a shliach to accept the get from in this place. The kibul of gitam makamacher and the shliach accepted the get someplace else. Possible. If we have lezer macher, lezer says no. The get's a good get. Why? Al mitzava maramakim ulay. That's what she told the shliach. Received the get in this place. She only meant to say even this place, like to show him where to go. But if the shliach gets the get someplace else, avada the get is also good. All right, we'll stop here. You hold enough mentes on an aleph, quarter or third down. And the Mara says, Oma Ula. Ula says like this. Machloikis b'shvach momen. In the Mishnah we had a machloikis, if you fool your wife, but you made the mistake by shvach, you gave her better, so it's a machloikis. Reb Shimon said then it was good, and the Tanakama Mashma still it's no good. If you said you were going to marry her with a silver coin, and instead you gave her a golden coin, so from the Tanakam, it's Mashma, she's ain't a Mekadeshis. But from Rabbi Shimon, it's Mashma, she was Mekadeshis. It's good. And Metil is Shvach, it's good. So Mar says, Oma Ulu, it says, Machlekis is Beshvach Momen. Aber Beshvach Yuchsin, Divri Hakul ain't a Mekadeshis. If you trick her by Yuchsin, even though you make yourself better, still we say it's ain't a Mekadeshis. My time, what's the reason? Misane derav mikaroi loibinus, like a moshel, a shoe that's too big that doesn't fit your foot is no good. So in other words, let's say you told her, I'm marrying you, I'm asked that he was a mamzer. And really it came out he was not a mamzer, it was only a nosin. It was different psul. And the psul is not so big as a mamzer. Still we say here she's in the Mekadeshis. Because by yuchsin, is whatever you told her, maybe that she could take, but something else she can't take. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon agrees the kedushin is no good. Marsha Tani Nami Yochi, we learn like this also. It says that Moedi Rabbi Shimon agrees that in Hitol is Shvach Yuchsin Ein Mekadeshes. If the Chosin made a mistake by fooling her about Yuchsin, and even though he made it better, still it's Ein Mekadeshes. This Gemara says Amar Rav Ashi Masnitzan Dami Deka. Hatei for now Mishnah also we have a proof like this. Tikatoni, it says now Mishnah Al Menas Shani Koyin. If the chosin said, I'm telling you, I'm an asan, I'm a koyin. Venimsa Levi, it comes out that he's only a Levi, or else Levi venimsa koyin, or else nosin, if he says he's only a nosin. That's when the Gevonim, by Yeshua's time, that they were Geyser, and David was Geyser on them, he can't marry them. So Nosim Venimtsa Mamzer is Mam, or else Mamzer Venimtsa Nosim, and it says Enim Kadeshis, that's the Mishnah later. And Vulay Polig, Rabbi Shimon does not argue over there. So this would be Mashma, that in that case, by Yuchsin, Rabbi Shimon agrees. That even though you misled her, and really you're better off than you told her, but still it's Enim Kadeshis. She only wanted what you told her and not something else. Maskiblo ma baravashi. Ela diktoni, if so, that's what we learned later, that says, Al menas sheyeshli bas. If the chosin says, I'm marrying you on a condition, you should know I have a daughter. Or a shivch, or else I have an older maid. Megudelis. So poshut, it means that they're big and they could work. Vi ein loy, and really he doesn't have it. Or else, al menas shein loy, he says, I do not have these two. And vi yeshla, really he does have it. The shvach mamanu, that this case is a shvach of mammon. If he says he doesn't have it, and then we find out he really does have it, it's only for the better. And it says the Mishnah later, Einu Mekadeshes. So, Hochi Nami Deloi Polig. So what's the pshat? Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon argue over there? Elo, what you have to answer is, Polig Beresha, Vuhu Adin L'Seifa. Rabbi Shimon argues in our Mishnah over here and says that if the Mitol is shvach, that she is Mekadeshes. So I tell you, he's same thing he argues on the Mishnah later also, and he says it's good over there also. So maybe the same svar would apply for Yuchsin also then. Hochinami, Polig, Bereisha, Vuadin Lesefer. It could be Rabbi Shimon argues in the Reisha now mission here by a Shvach by Momin. And the same thing could be also he argues by a Shvach of Yuchsin. Maybe he also holds this good. Moses says, Hochiyash, no, what's one have to do with the other? Hosam, Idi, the Shvach, Momin. So therefore I say, Polig, Bereisha, Vuadin Lesefer. They're both the exact same cases. He's misleading her, but he's giving her a better deal as far as money matters goes. So why does he have to argue a second time? Treat it the same machlokes. But Hocha over here, the Shvach Yuchsinu. But here the second Mishnah is talking about now Shvach Yuchsin of a Mamzer or Levi or Koyen. And Misa the Polig, Nisni. If Rabbi Shimon argues even by Yuchsin and holds that if he misleads her for the better, that the Kedushin is good, Rabbi Shimon should have said it. Since Rabbi Shimon does not say it, Mashma, like we're saying now, Rabbi Shimon agrees that if the mistake was for Yuchsin, then it's Enim Kedushin. Iboy Yisrael, another terrorist, I'll tell you, Hochinami Shvach Yuchsin. Here also it's a Shvach Yuchsin, this case of what he says he has a bas, or he says he has a Shivcha Megadelis. Mi Savrit, who told you? My Megadelis Gedoyla Mamish? It means Sam that she's a big maid, that she could do good work, it's a question of money. No, my Megadelis Gedelis. That means she's a Choshava Shivcha, she's a respectful one. The Yomrahi, therefore, the wife says, Lanichali, I don't want her. The Shokla Mili Minoi, because if she's a respectful life, people are all going to like her, she's going to start talking to all the neighbors. So she's my maid, she's going to hear the way I'm talking in the house, and she's going to take my words, Fi Ozla Nadaya Kaimishva Lusayo. And she's going to bring them and throw them in front of my neighbors. And she doesn't want that. So therefore, here it's a svar, it's like Yuchsin, that the wife says, I don't want it. You told me you did not have a Shivcha. And now it comes out that you have this prestige shivcha, I don't want her, because I'm afraid that she's going to start talking and hearing what I say, and she'll have a lot of neighbors, a lot of friends, and she'll tell it over. So that's why Rabbi Shimon does not argue, because here the truth is, Rabbi Shimon does not argue. He agrees that this is a hitor for Yuchsin, that she's Einu Mekadeshes. Tana Rabbon, we learn like this. If the chosin says, Amanas Shani Kareina, Amanas Amarim, Amanas Ishno, that I'm a Bal Kaira, I'm a Kareina, I could read. So he said, the locker is Kivan Shakorish Leshap Sukkim, Beta Knesses, Harez the Mukadeshis. He doesn't mean he's the famous Bakura, permanent Bakura. As long as he knows how to read three Psukkim, he get an Ali and read his Aliyah, he's okay. If you do Aima at Sheikra via Targum, no, he has to be able to read and explain it also. So Mara says, Yitagim Idaite, Yitagim Poshim meant he interprets it into his own language, into his own words. Fredimor Vatanya would learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Weiner, ha metargim posik kitzerusoi, ha reza badoi. If somebody explains the posik the way it says it, because he doesn't use the targum that we have, but he just explains the word for word, it's a mistake, it's wrong, you're not saying right shot. The ha moisif, all of ha reza kemechara from a gadif. If you add on to what the Torah says, see, your mamash are going to be cursed, your mechara from a gadif, you're cursing Hashem like. Yes. So Ella, my targum, targum didan. What it means to say is, our targum, he knows how to read three psukim, and he could also say over the targum of these three psukim, that's called a kraina. Now, v'hanimili, when is this enough just to read three psukim? Diomale kraina. If the chosin told us, kali shno, I'm a kraina. Avol omala korano, but if he says, I'm the reader, which means he's the Bakiram, then Adikori Yarais and Neviyah Ksuvi. Vidiyuka, he has to be able to read the Torah, the Neviyah, the Ksuvim, Vidiyuk, exactly. That's called the Korano. It means I know how to read all the Psukim. What about if the Chosin says, Almanas Shani Shoina? I'm marrying you, you should know that I'm a Shoina. What does a Shoina mean? Chiski Yoma Halachis. Says he knows how to learn Halachis. Rashi means Halachal Moshim Sinai. Rabbi Yechon and Noma Torah. No, he has to be able to learn, to know Torah Shabbat. Meisvei Havakasha. Ezuhi Mishnah. What's called a Mishnah? Rabbi Meir Roy Mahalochis. When here the guy says, Gamanash, I'm Yishoyin, that's a Mishnah. What does that mean? So Rabbi Meir says, like it means Halochis. Rabbi Yudu Roy Medrash. Rabbi Yudu says, no, it means Medrash. Rashi Sifra, the Sifri, Shein Halochis, Shom Medrash, Shem Mikroes. So, at the Gemara,